It's time for Coffee Talk, and we have Madeline Jarvis with Two Harbors Public Library on the phone with us. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle.
Well, let's talk library news. That's why you're calling in. And we have a
absolutely.
Lot to catch up on, so let us have it.
No kidding. Well, happy summer reading, Michelle, and happy summer reading, listeners. So it's our annual summer reading program. What this entails is we want you to have fun reading. Honestly, friends, I don't care if it's a book you've already read. I don't care if it's a book you've been meaning to read. I don't care if it's a book you read the first 100 pages of and decide it's not for you. I don't care if you're reading a magazine. I'm not trying to sound like Dr. Seuss. I'm just saying that there's so many great ways to carve out time for yourself in
yep.
this busy world to enjoy reading.
Yes.
This reading program is designed for our patrons of all ages. You can play along online. Go to our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, for a link to the Beanstack app if you'd like to track on your phone. Otherwise, we do have paper logs available at our front desk, and we're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7, if you'd like to track with pen and paper.
Excellent. When did this kick off?
This kicked off June 1st.
Wow, so exciting, and it goes all summer?
It goes, we do our grand prize drawing in July, at the end of July.
Excellent.
So our summer reading program goes June 1st to July 31st. And along the way, you can earn different prizes. Our friends at Castle Danger Brewery actually donated pint tokens for every adult who finishes the summer reading program. Our friends at Culver's donated kids' meals and scoops of custard for all the kiddos who finish, and our friends at Dairy Queen donated mini blizzards for all the teens who finish, and plus even more fun perks along the way.
Two Harbors rocks. Isn't this
it
awesome?
It really does. Yeah, it's just a community coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And people are able to pick up those perks starting July 1st. The nice thing about the Beanstack app is you'll get like a little pop-up as you're logging that says, hey, you just earned another visit to our prize caddy. So that makes it really slick.
I'm not a big app fan. I talk about it like I know what I'm saying, but that sounds kind of cool, actually.
And that's why I love this program so much. It's so customizable. If you hand me a piece of paper, I'll lose it in 5 minutes, so that I can't lose an app on my phone, so
right.
I love that. But then we also hear from grown-ups who want to make sure that their kiddos have the fun of tracking themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to give their kiddo a smartphone so that they're able to just track on paper. It's the same exact program. It's just how you're looking at it differently. And whether you are an adult who's reading to a child, that still
yes.
counts for reading. So
yes.
make sure you count that for yourself as well.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. That is such an excellent point. And yeah, and that could be the same book through July.
Yes, I was going to ask, how many times did you read Goodnight Moon to your boys growing up? I'm sure they had their favorite.
They actually loved like Hop on Pop and Green Eggs mm-hmm. and Ham. That was the first book that my oldest one actually was able to read by himself.
Oh, what a great memory.
Yeah, yeah, yep. They loved, well, I signed them up for Dr. Seuss Book Club, so we got a Dr. Seuss mm-hmm. book every month, so... Yeah. Huge
so
Dr.
Fun.
Seuss fans. Yeah, yep. So very cool. And what's the phone number over there at the library if listeners have questions?
Yes. Our phone number is 218-834-3148 with any questions, comments, concerns, compliments. We're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9:30 to 5, Tuesday, Thursday, 11:30 to 7. Or check us out on Facebook at Two Harbors Public Library or on our website, twoharborspubliclibrary.com, for more information about summer reading and for our full list of events, because we have a lot going on this summer.
Great. Are you going to highlight a couple teasers here
I
for us?
I would love to. So here's just what's coming up Thursday. We have our short and sweet book group from 6 to 6:45. And I love that this book group only picks things that can be read in like 15, 20 minutes so
mm-hmm.
that you're able to sneak that in and carve out that time for yourself. And then every Friday in June and July, we have a special all-ages program. We're calling it Family Fun Friday. This is for patrons of all ages. And this is funded through the Legacy Amendment, and I love this program so much because it takes the arts that is often centralized in one part of the state
mm-hmm.
and spreads it so that you're able to enjoy it across the state. So Climb Theater is doing a mini tour throughout our library region, and it's going to be so much fun.
Oh, that is so cool.
Such a treat.
That is so awesome. Yay. And that's every Friday?
So every Friday, there's something fun for families.
Right.
Next week, Friday, from 1 to 3, we're doing a family bingo day. We're going to play bingo, and you can't have bingo without prizes.
Right.
So that one's going to be super fun. The following Friday at 10 a.m., which would be June 30th, our friends at the Great Lakes Aquarium are coming up and teaching us a little bit more about that water cycle.
Yeah.
How water moves and who and what lives in the water. For that one, there is limited space, so just contact us at the library so we can make sure that we sign you up for that.
Okay. Excellent. Oh, my goodness, Madeline. You guys are so amazing over there. All this programming that you are constantly providing, all the partnerships you're developing, and, you know, just listening to what the community is interested in. This is so amazing. You guys rock.
Thank you. It is such a fun team. And this is, and summer reading is usually like the Black Friday season of a library. excuse me. Yesterday, we made 6 new library cards from people who are new to the community and looking for things to do.
Nice.
Signed up. I lost count of how many people we signed up for summer reading. So come be a part of the festivities and the chaos and stop on in. We're having so much fun this summer, Michelle.
Oh, love it. Love, love, love it. Any last things you want to share before I have to let you go?
Can I share some hot gossip about KTWH?
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you heard this, but I'm going to be in your dunk tank for Heritage Day.
Oh, that is fabulous. Thank you. Way to be a team player.
So if there's any listeners out there who are like, excuse me, I was just listening to Astral Weeks by Van Morrison, and it did not make me want to ride a motorcycle. You are completely wrong, and you don't have the words to convey it. I'm going to be first thing on Friday morning, so support your team.
Come and take out your energy. Or
please be gentle with me.
Or there just are not enough hours in the day for all the books there are. Oh, and take it out on
my favorite James Patterson book.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yay. Oh, that's super exciting news. And you heard it here on KTWH. Yes. Love, love, love it. Thanks for playing along. That's amazing. Thank you, Madeline.
Yeah. Absolutely. And if you could be my bodyguard during that time.
Oh, yeah. I might have to take that day off now and saunter down to Heritage Days.
Exactly. And I might stick around with a tub of popcorn afterwards and just see what happens.
I'll bring you a blanket because that water usually gets you pretty cold. So
that's what I've heard from people. This is my first dunk tank experience, but
yeah.
I've heard people say, like, even if it's 90 degrees, the water will feel like 30 degrees. So
yeah,
get ready.
Oh, that's super fun. Love it. All right. Well, thank you for all you do, Madeline, and calling in the first and third Thursday of each and every month. I really appreciate all you do.
Thank you for letting us share about the Two Harbors Public Library. Have a great rest of your day.
Yep, you too. Bye, Madeline.
Thanks, bye.
Madeline Jarvis with the Two Harbors Public Library, as I said, calling in the first and third Thursday of every month. And we've had this partnership going on since we've been on the air. And we really, really appreciate it because we do want to bring the relevant news to you, our listeners, of what's happening here in Lake County and Two Harbors.